Page 157. Falling from grace.
The next day, Paul found two more timber markings on trees in our buffer zone. After 8 hours in the canopy, we returned to camp dirty and tired.
Roger insisted it was a mistake.
Paul stacked samples into a waterproof bin. That's what he said. I pulled off my muddy boot and moaned with pleasure at the release.
He's a company man,
Paul snorted.
A peon.
I'll have to drive over to talk to him again, I sighed. Another morning of sampling lost. I set up my laptop, the battery freshly charged on the drive to the PCF camp, to transcribe entries from my field notebook into a database, our study too far along to risk losing data. Why would the company go after our study trees? It couldn't be a mistake. They had maps. I stopped typing and pondered the growth rings on the stump. The buffer kept our study site pure, dark and quiet. Let in more light, and species would be displaced by others that preferred sunnier, drier conditions. I watched the passage of a spider across its web, strung between a branch of salal and the bark of one of the large hemlocks next to me. Would the spider survive a disruption to its simplest existence, at risk from a few extra rays of sun each day, a few millimeters less rain in a year? I turned my attention back to the computer screen and typed a quote from a colleague in Washington State. Unlike people, trees give back so much and require little in return.
Anne Erickson, Falling from Grace, 2010.